Good morning. Warmth and humidity continue to build across interior New York and New England. It's a dry start to the day, but the humidity levels have come up to the point where it's sticky and muggy outside. Temperatures starting in the high 60s and lower 70s on average. With the warmth and humidity building today, and convection out by the Great Lakes dying out, we will see a generally dry day, but the imprint of some of that convection could lead to a couple of passing showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon. It looks like some of the storms could pack a punch with gusty winds and heavy downpours. As we get into the overnight period, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible in the warm and humid environment, otherwise sticky and uncomfortable with lows down near 70. A cool front will make an approach from the west tomorrow. Before it gets here, a trough of low pressure could initiate additional showers and thunderstorms in the warm and humid environment. Some of these storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The front will only slowly move through the region Wednesday night and Thursday, and on Thursday, additional showers and thunderstorms are likely. Highs tomorrow will be in the upper 80s to around 90, depending on when the thunderstorms start. It'll be hotter if they can hold off longer. And back into the lower to mid-80s for highs with extensive cloud showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. The clearing process will be slow to occur on Independence Day. Factoring in will be a tropical system along the eastern seaboard, which could slow the progress of that front, which eventually will dry things out for Friday, but we could see some morning showers. And the best chance for sunny skies will be northward across the Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley. The best chance for showers later into the day on Friday will be closer to the eastern seaboard. Either way, we'll dry out nicely for Saturday and Sunday with sunshine both days and highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Ozarks and Ohio Valley and also into the northeast. Considerable outflow and cloud debris from overnight thunderstorms is located across parts of the lower Great Lakes and middle and upper Ohio River Valley this morning. This will have uncertain ramifications on the downstream severe weather potential for later today. However, convection should redevelop around corridors of differential heating into the afternoon. With 25 to 30 knots of effective shear combined with moisture-rich low levels and moderate to strong instability, this will allow for sustained multicells from the Ozarks to the upper Ohio Valley and parts of Pennsylvania and New York. Damaging winds and isolated severe hail will be the primary hazards into the evening. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories now on Tropical Depression 1, located about 95 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral, Florida. The depression is moving toward the west near 2 miles per hour. A turn toward the northwest and then toward the north is forecast by tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone is expected to remain offshore and move east of the east central coast of Florida during the next 24 to 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under mostly cloudy skies and fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sunshine, 71 degrees, the dew point 64, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 68. The average temperature 77, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday. We finished June with 4.77 inches of precipitation, which is 98 hundredths above normal, and 18.33 inches since the 1st of January, which is 24 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 99, set in 1933. And the record low, 45, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, very warm and humid today, with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and lows in the mid-60s to lower 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot, and humid today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot, and humid today with highs near 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot, and humid today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun and cloud, showers and thunderstorms likely, upper 80s. More showers and storms Thursday, lower 80s. Clouds and showers, especially along the coast Friday, with increasing sun from northwest to southeast during the day, upper 70s. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, lower 80s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the middle 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.